Hiya, it is Under the Lights. I'm Josh Sexton. It is Under the Lights after Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Champions League final press conference, his third Champions League final press conference in 4 years for anyone who is counting. And joining me to react to that, to talk a bit about the team, you'll be hearing from Kean Sabani coming up in the second part as well. But first of all, I've got Harriet Pryor, I've got Craig Cannon, and I've got Fuad Hassan. We are backstage in Paris at Belushi, as well. We'll be holding our live event later on. It's bound to get lively at the live event. The atmosphere's building a bit already. I think some people are being turfed out because they don't have tickets at the moment, so that's all a bit moody and good to see. But we'll react.
We're going into the background here.
We've got the young crew on as well, haven't we?
We've got the young crew. looking ahead to a Champions League final. I think this may be the lineup for a show of the day, but me and Harriet fell asleep on the bus, so
so
about us. As I mentioned before, Jurgen Klopp has been chatting today, chatting to the world's media before the Champions League final. He discussed a few things. We'll get the bad, potentially moody shit out the way first, Harriet, and we'll talk about Sadio Mane, because there's some quotes that could be interpreted, they've been left open for interpretation by Sadio Mane the other day. Jurgen Klopp has now added to that misinterpretation or potential opening for interpretation around Mane quotes, because as Kiefer McDonald, of once of this parish, but now a very good qualified journalist, tweeted, Jurgen Klopp said, wherever Sadio will play next season, he'll be a big player. But that's not the whole quote, that's just a snippet on Twitter. He basically says it's not the time to talk about Mane's future. I've sort of maintained that all season Mane has said, you know, he's not going to speak to the club about his contract until the summer, and that just seems to be still the same consistent message now.
I don't think it's sad or moody, because I just think it's something that's not realistically going to happen. He's going to be at Liverpool next season. The fact that he said he's going to come out after the Champions League final and announce something special, in my mind, there's no way he'd say that if he was going to move elsewhere. I think it's just us, the media, wanting to talk about something else other than concentrate on how good Liverpool are, because how good are this Liverpool side and how good is Sadio Mane? And you've seen this season how he's had the chance to be the star man, and I've really loved that, because I think throughout previous seasons it's always been Salah and the hype's been around him, and now, you know, Sadio Mane has always been there quietly doing his job, and now this season he's finally getting the praise that I really think he deserves. And the more praise you get, the more transfer rumours start to circulate around you, the more people want to link you with other clubs, and actually Sadio Mane is absolutely fine, he wants to stay at Liverpool. Hopefully he's going to be part of a Champions League winning team again tomorrow night. And why would he want to go anywhere else? Why would he want to go to Bayern Munich? Why would he want to play anywhere else other than under this manager and with this incredible side?